This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Hurricane Dorian is now a Category 5 storm, the most dangerous classification, as it pummels the Bahamas with wind, rain, and storm surge. The National Hurricane Center's Lance Wood says as the weekend progresses, they should get a better handle on Dorian's exact path.
As we progress in time, we should have more confidence on what that looks like as Dorian either goes by or right along the east coast there of Florida.
Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan says in an interview on ABC's This Week, the Trump administration has been monitoring the storm and will be ready to respond.
The Secretary of Defense, Secretary of Transportation, Secretary of Commerce, Secretary of Health and Human Services, it's really a whole of government effort, and the president's going to make sure that we're on the same page, that we're tracking this, and that we're going to be ready.
Dorian continues to edge westward toward Florida at 13 kilometers per hour. At least 7 people were killed and 21 injured in a mass shooting in western Texas. Odessa Police Chief Michael Girk said the incident began when a police officer stopped a man driving a gold Honda. The suspect shot the officer and then drove off, shooting at other people. U.S. President Donald Trump says law enforcement did an incredible job.
Another very sick person, so I just want to thank everybody involved. And always you say, as bad as it was, it could have been worse. But it was certainly bad. Very, very sad situation.
Mr. Trump went on to say he is discussing gun legislation with Congress.
I've been speaking to a lot of senators. We've been speaking to a lot of House members, a lot of Republicans, a lot of Democrats, and people want to do something. So we're going to see this really hasn't changed anything. We're doing a package.
The shooter, described as a white male in his 30s, was shot and killed after being trapped by police in the parking lot of a movie theater. From Washington, this is VOA News. Protesters set fires in a main thoroughfare, and police responded with pepper spray and baton charges Sunday in Hong Kong. Earlier, police fired blue-colored water from water cannons and tear gas in a standoff with protesters outside government headquarters. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Protesters took to the streets, ignoring a police ban against the march to mark the 5th anniversary of China's decision against fully democratic elections in Hong Kong. A large crowd of protesters wearing helmets and gas masks gathered outside the city government building. Police fired tear gas from the other side of the barriers, then brought out a water cannon truck that fired regular water and then coloured water at the protesters, staining them and nearby journalists. Businessman Jimmy Lay said Hong Kong citizens had to keep fighting for their rights.
The Hong Kong situation is getting tense here, but we have to go on.
I'm Karen Chamas.
The Taliban has launched an attack on a second Afghan city in 2 days, even as a 9th round of negotiations with the United States on ending the war wind down. Sunday's attack left 11 people injured in Baghlan, and it comes a day after the Taliban attacked Kunduz, one of Afghanistan's largest cities, killing at least 16 people. A surgeon working at a hospital in Baghlan says among the injured were women and security personnel. The attacks came as U.S. and Taliban negotiators continue a 9th round of talks in Doha. Many U.S. consumers can expect to take a hit from President Trump's latest round of tariffs. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Until now, the war has mainly been an abstraction for American consumers, with tariffs mostly imposed on industrial goods and the president insisting Beijing was paying the price.
China is eating the tariffs.
Starting Sunday, the U.S. will start collecting tariffs on nearly 70% of consumer goods Americans buy from China, from TVs to diapers to dairy products.
Hello, sir. How are you?
At places like Great Wall Hardware in San Francisco.
It's really the customer that suffers.
Owner Albert Chow says he'll hold off as long as he can, but will eventually have to raise prices since he's paying more for Chinese imports. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Russia is accusing the U.S. of endangering a ceasefire in the Syrian province of Idlib by conducting an airstrike there. Russia says the indiscriminate attack was launched Saturday without advance notice to Russia or Turkey, which have troops in Idlib. The U.S. Central Command says U.S. forces conducted a strike against al-Qaeda in Syria leadership at a facility north of Idlib. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the airstrikes killed at least 40 militants. Well, that's all the news for today. To get the very latest, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.